9. History. Listen to a lecture in a history class. Fill in a diagram with the information that you hear.
Continuing our discussion of the Spanish conquest in Mexico today, I want to briefly discuss an indigenous group called the Purépecha, which still exists today. By the way, who offered some of the strongest resistance against the Spanish. So I'll just start by defining the tribe for you, saying a little about them. But the main thing I want to focus on is, a couple of theories that try to explain how they were able to survive as a culture. Okay, let's go. Compared to other tribes, very little is known about the history of the Purépecha. Anthropologists are still pondering their exact origins. But is it? I mean, it's widely believed that they came from somewhere in South America. Anyway, what I want to segue into is that the territory that they inhabited is Central America, modern Mexico. This is of particular significance because of the tribe's relation to the Aztec Empire. Are you all following so far? Let me explain a little further then. Of the little bit of Purépecha history that has been reconstructed, it is known that they were involved in numerous battles with the Aztecs. In fact, it was one of the few tribes that were able to successfully resist the Aztecs. Historians believe that two factors played a big role in being able to do so. First off, unlike any other tribes in the region, the Purépecha had knowledge of metallurgy. This is one of the reasons that anthropologists think that they came from South America. Anyway, their skill for working metal gave them the capacity to create advanced weaponry. Additionally, Purépecha warriors have been described in many different accounts as having worn armor. It's assumed that the advanced weapons and body armor enabled the Purépecha to defend themselves and their lands more effectively. Next, the Purépecha apparently had a military organization that was pretty much unmatched by any other indigenous group in the region. In size, I mean, and in organization, training, and such. Let me share something I saw in my readings recently. Not surprisingly, the Aztecs attempted to invade Purépecha lands on numerous occasions. In 1478, the Aztecs led a battle against the Purépecha. However, they were badly defeated when more than 40,000 Purépecha soldiers met the Aztec forces, comprised of 24,000 soldiers.
1. What does the professor imply when she says this?
Compared to other tribes, very little is known about the history of the Purépecha.
Two. What does the professor imply when she says this?
In fact, it was one of the few tribes that were able to successfully resist the Aztecs.
Three. What does the professor imply when she says this?
Next, the Purépecha apparently had a military organization that was pretty much unmatched by any other indigenous group in the region.